Okay? We are on Chavdalad Amid Beis. We are the two dots, Ha'ilo Tikrav, Ha'ilo Vashlamim Tikrav. So what we go with the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that we're going to be going to is the Mo'astumim part. The Halacha Levashim is Sinai, that if a guy dies and left over money for his Naziris unspecified, at that point, it all goes on the Dabba. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Amar Shmuel Lavu Abayi. Shmuel told Abu Abayi, Leitesa Bakarach, I translate it always as don't relax. But the Rosh doesn't like my Pshat, and I defer to him. Dr. Rosh Leitesa Bakarach, Leitflamer Leitesa, don't sit down. Elamoyin HaReglacha, remain standing. Kibay Mitusse Kare, Reb Chanina, Perikama Dechulim, under the feet. So Leitesa Bakarach means don't sit down on your legs. Meaning, don't sit, remain standing. Till you tell me the following thing. Now, as we're going to see later on, the Rosh has two pshatim in a technicality in this Gemara. Not in pshat in this Gemara, but who said what. Ve'eluhain. And these are the four, this is what I want to know. Abo elim, she'enin tunim lechem. There are four elim, ayil is brought for the shlomim. A Nazir brings three korbanos. He brings He brings three korbanos. The ayil is for the shlomim. And with the ayil is when you bring the lechem. Bring me four Eile Nazir, four Eilim that a Nazir or a former Nazir or somebody that has to bring that Ayo does, She'enim Tunim Lechem, that don't need bread. Now, and now the Gemara tells us which four it is. So is this Abu Ibai answering him? Is this Shmuel speaking this out and he's going to ask Abu Ibai a question afterwards? Right. The beginning of the Gemara is Shmuel told Abu Ibai, don't sit down till. Now, is he telling him, till you tell me the four? And then when the Gemara lists the four now, it's Abu Ibai's answer? Or is Shmuel saying, I'll tell you the four, but aren't there more? Meaning, I have a Masoret that is four, and I'll tell you which four I know, but there are more. So why does it say only four? So the question is, did Shmuel ask the question, did Abu Ibai give him the answer, and then Shmuel asked him another question? Or did Shmuel speak this whole thing out? Don't sit down till... And he tells them there's four, and I know the four, but there's more. So that's the question. Whether Abu Ibai is the one that listed the four, or did Shmuel list the four in his question? Doctor, can I trouble you?
Yes.
No problem. So we're going to say the four. What are the four that have to bring an Ayo? And don't bring bread. So he told them the four. Shalmei Nazir only.
Only one that's brought
bread. Right. Shalmei Nazir. Taita, but Taita is not a shlomim, really. Shalmei Nazir is the only shlomim that is brought with bread. It's similar to a Taita a little bit in the fact that it's only eaten a day and a night like a Taita. And it has bread like a Taita, not the same amount of bread. But it's called Shalmei Nazir. That's what it's called. The Shlomim of a Nazir. So this four cases will be somebody that has something to do with Naziris, but didn't finish for whatever reason, or didn't bring this carbon. Therefore, he still has some halachas of Shalmei Nazir, but no bread. We had this case in our Mishnah, right? When she brought her carbon, the Mishnah said, May Shlomim Yaviu Shlomim, that was one of the four cases. When she had separated the kavanas, right? And now her husband canceled it. So the chattas is tamus, we said. The ayla is brought as an ayla. The shlomim is brought as a shlomim. It's limited to one day and one night, like a shalmei nazir, but no bread. So that's one of the four cases. But Shmuel is telling us there are four cases, so we're going to try to find out what the four cases are. Number one is Shalai. Number two is Shalah. Each one of these will be explained. Shalach Armisa, after death, again, will be explained. Ushalach Kapara. That's the fourth one. Now we're going to explain each one. Shalah, Adamar. We said our Mishnah said the case when it's hers. When she separated her Kabbalah, right? And then the husband was Mefer. So the Mishnah told us clearly, she brings the Shlomim, she doesn't bring Lechem. She is restricted to one day and one night, but there's no Lechem. Shalai, what is the case of Shalai? Ditnan. And now we're going to get a new halacha that we never knew. I'm going to explain it like the Rush does, I think later on, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but we have time to worry about that later on. And that is, again, I'm explaining it the way the Rush explains it here, because it's really a Machlokes later on in the Gemara also. And the Mishnah says later on that a man can make his son a Nazir. He can say, I want my son to be a Nazir. And the son is a Nazir. That's a discussion later on there too. And the son is a Nazir. However, there's a clause here that, again, according to the Rush, if dad passes away, the son or the relatives can say, forget about this Naziris. They can just cancel it in the middle. Kid's a Nazir, but it's cancelable after dad dies. And by the fact that either the son himself, now the Rush is the one that says dad has to die. In the Gemara later on, it's not so clear, but I'm learning the Rush now. Dad dies, the son is a Nazir because dad made him a Nazir. And then the son says, I don't need this. I don't want to be a Nazir. So we're going to learn later on, and the way the Rush explains it here is like Rabbi Yochanan later on, that Talok L'Moshe M'Sinai, this is not something that, Talok L'Moshe M'Sinai, that a son can make his, a father can make his son a Nazir, and that the son can cancel it, or that the relatives can cancel it. Who are the relatives? I don't remember clearly. They say Kroibov. I assume it means his close relatives, his mom, his siblings. I don't know. What happened to the Kabbalists that were separated? Here's a cancellation of a Naziris, right? And there's Kabbalists here that were separated to this kid's Naziris. So the Shlomim brought as a Shalmi Nazir, one day, one night, no lechem. That's case number two, when you have a shlomim brought like a nazir, but there is no bread. Dr. Gemar Shalai, Ish Madris Benoyah Benazir, a father has the ability, this is a Mishnah. We're going to get a Merit Hashem to this Mishnah shortly after we come back from vacation. From Ben Azman, we don't have vacation. Ish Madris Benoyah Benazir, a son, father can make his son a Nazir. This halakha l'moshe m'sinai does not allow mom to do it. However, what happens if his relatives decided to give him a haircut, which is a way of saying, we're not interested in this, or he did it himself, and the Rush speaks out after his dad died. Or the he himself said, forget this, or his relatives say, forget it. And there were money separated for kabbalas without being designated. Yiblu l'ndava. The same halacha l'maish m'sinai says it goes to the dava. Ma'as mifurashim. What happens if there's money that's designated? Right. So to make chatas, yechul dam ha-melech, as we had in the Mishnah, the money of chatas is thrown away. It's no different than if you had the animal, you die, it dies. The me'ayla yivhiu ayla umayla behem. The money of Ayla, you bring it Ayla, it's a regular Ayla. The May Shlomim, the Beer Shlomim, the Chalom Uyay Mechad, it's eaten only for one day, Ve'en and Turim Lechem. So that's case number two. Case number two is called Shalai. It belonged to dad. He separated it. He passed on. But it wasn't for his Naziris. It was for his son's Naziris, who went about and canceled it in middle. And now you have the animals here, or the money for the animals designated. So you bring your shlomim. It has the halakha of Shalmi Nazir, that it only eaten for one day, one night, but doesn't eat bread. Dr. Rush. Hayish Madras Benoy Benazir, B'chanchoy B'mitzvahs, Hay halakha L'mayish M'sinai. So the Rush said this is going to be a machloikus later on. Is this rabbinic or biblical? Now the Gemara is going to say later on, if it's rabbinic, how can he bring kabbalas? So the Gemara is going to deal with that. But the Rush brings both opinions. One man, the Amai, says this is a rabbinic Nazirus, and the Gemara there works on how he can bring Kabbalahs, but it's not for us now. And the second man, the Amai, says, Halachah L'Maisha Mitzinai, so then he can bring Kabbalahs, because Halachah L'Maisha Mitzinai is biblical. Because the Mefarish L'Kamon, on Chavches Amit Beis.
Is there an opinion that even if he doesn't die, that the Rollins immediately push back?
So that's what I said. Without the Rush, I always thought that way. But I said, I'm learning Rush. Okay, so let's take a look at the next Rush. Im Gilach, by Micha, by Krivov. Acha Shemesav. See those words? Without that Rush, I always understood, because I never learned from Nazir with the Rush. I learned it, I think, with Tysus a number of times, and with the Mefarish. I think once. Not sure if I ever did it with the Mefarish. But I don't remember seeing, again, the fact that I don't remember means nothing, because I don't remember what I ate yesterday, you know what I mean? But I don't remember ever seeing that it has to be that the father died. And that's why Rabbeinu Artscroll doesn't learn that way. But Rabbeinu Rush does learn that way. Achar Shemesav. But love, the maniach of Mosumim, then you bring whatever the halacha is. That's why I spoke of that. And I said when I started, I say, according to the Rush, we'll see later on that it's not so simple. So that way, again, I always assumed like a Rabbeinu Artscroll, but the Rush thing got that way. Which one? I think he's just shortening it. Gilach, I should go crive him. Micha, I should go crive him. Yeah, it says that Gilach. He can be Megalach himself. It says that. Our Gemara says that. The Gemara says Gilach, Yehua, Krivim, Micha, Mechua, Krivim. So I think what the Rosh just said, it said Gilach, Micha, Krivim. I think he's just shortening. I don't think he's changing the Gersa. Weiter. Maybe he's changing Krivim to Krivav. That could be right. That's the Gemara Weiter. Third case. What is the third case of no Lechem? So we had two. Shalot and Shalot. Now we have the case of L'achar Misa, Menalam. What is that case? Netanya. Hamafrish Moslem Jerusalem. Somebody separated money for his Naziris. Again, did not designate, and he's still alive. It's not like he's dead. He's alive. Guy separated $1,000 for his Kabbalah's Naziris. Loi Nenin, you're not allowed to use that money because he donated for Kabbalah's. But the Loi Mayalim Behem. But if you do use the money, the person did not commit me'ilah. Now, let me explain this. The halacha is, I don't think we ever said, we did say it back in Kedushin, for sure, but I don't know if we said it since then. It's been a long time since we did Kedushin. That Kachi Kedushim, any Kachi Kedushim, Ayla Chathas Asham, Mincha, as soon as you do something, if you use the animal that you separated, there's an Isra me'ilah. Me'ilah means the guy has to pay the amount of pleasure he had at a 25% surcharge and being a carbon asham. And the same thing is true if somebody separated money for a khatas asham arla, and then he used the money, he would have to pay back the money, 25% surcharge, and being a carbon asham. That is called me'ilah. By kachim kalim, which is slumim taida, b'char, meiser, pesach, those Kabbalahs are a lesser Kedusha. There is no Me'ilah at all. If one uses the animal, one violated an Isser, because it belongs to Hegdish, but he doesn't get Me'ilah. But after Zrikas Hadam, the part that goes in the Mizbeach has Me'ilah. But till Zrikas Hadam, there's no Me'ilah. So we hear this guy separated money for three Kabbalahs. He did not designate. He has $1,000 that he will use for his three Kabbalahs. He did not designate. He just said, this is for my Naziris. Now, in theory, he can decide to use all the $1,000 for Shlomim. Doesn't have to buy three Kabbalahs with this money. He can decide that he's going to buy a Shlomim for $1,000 and bring more money for the other two Kabbalahs. He didn't say, I'm going to use this money for this, this, and this. He didn't say that. He said he's going to use this money for Naziris.
Even if he had in mind, but that speak it out?
He said Nazirus, which means it allows him to use it all for Shlomim. So therefore, there's no Me'ila. How can you make the guy give Me'ila when we don't know for sure there's Chatas money or Ayla money in here? Now, had he said he's using this money for Karbonites Nazirus, plural, that he said he's going to use Chatas and Ayla, then there would be Me'ila if he used all the money. But since he said he's using it for his Nazirus, that allows him the option to go buy a Shlomim with all of it. And therefore, there's no Me'ila. So that's what it's saying. Right, where is it? Hamavrish Maslan Zirusai, Loy Nenin, Veloy Violin, but Ne Shain Ruyin Lavi Bekulon Shlomim. Because if he wanted to, he could use all the money for Shlomim. Rakhtaraj. But Ne Shiruyin Lavi Kulon Shlomim. Shema, the gears on the side says Shem. Yirza, if he wants, Yikne Ben Behema Shemena. Can buy a fat animal, ugdail it a big one, l'shlamim. Ma'as acherim, yikne chatas v'yayla. It'll bring other money for his chatas and ayla. The aim ila, ela b'davar shu mevurur shu kaddish, l'davar haroi limobay. Me'ila is only if you know that this money is going to be used for something that has me'ila. We don't know that. This money might be used for shlamim. Therefore, there's no me'ila. But the Rush is coming to answer without asking, is it a suffix? He might buy a shlomim with it. He might not buy a shlomim with it. Why don't we say something that he was over me'ila? At least that he should have to pay back with a chaymish. I mean, it's a suffix. The answer is, Dr. Raj, me'ila is only if you're definitely sure that you used money that was going to be for something for me'ila, and you're not sure. Therefore, there's no me'ila. That's what the Raj is saying that last line. A me'ila, ela b'davishu mevurur, it's clear, that this money is designated to be used for something that there is me'ila. Okay? That's the first part of this brisa. The brisa continues. Mace, what happened if this Nazir died? And he had undesignated money. Like we had in previous cases, it all goes to the Mizbeach, but when it's empty, Shibur uses it to buy kabanas. Ma'as mefurashin, what if he left over money designated? The mei chatas yailuch liyam ha-melech. The money of the chatas goes to the Dead Sea. Le'inenim ve'le'imaylim, because it's worthless. Hegdish has no use for this money. It's going to the Dead Sea. You're not supposed to use it. It belongs to Hegdish, but there's no me'ila because Hegdish has no benefit from this. The money for an ayla, you bring an ayla and it has me'ila. The may shlamim, you view shlamim, but a chalom liyamechad, vein and tunim lechem. So here you have your third case. A guy was another. He died. He left designated money. That's the part we want for araya. He left designated money. The designated money goes, the shlamim money is used to buy a shlamim. But since it had been designated for Shalmi Nazir, it gets the restrictions of one day and one night, but there's no bread. So here you have your third one. You had hers, which was our Mishnah, his, when his son decided to cancel Naziris after his father died, and now we have the third one, a guy that was a Nazir and died, left designated money, the money for Shlomim, you bring your Shlomim, eaten for one day and one night, but no bread. That's case number three. Here comes case number four. Shalach kaparas svarahu. That means this guy designated money for chatas, for ayla and shlamim. Then he took different money, bought himself a chatas and an ayla and a shlamim and brought them. Now he has money designated that he can't use anymore. He already did it. Now there is no brisa that discusses it.
What
two sets of money here? He had one set of
money. And he set aside.
Then he went and took more money, different money and did the kabanas. He actually brought the kabanas. Now he has money he set aside that has no purpose anymore. But it had been set aside for Nazir. So the chatas goes to Yam HaMelech. The money of the ayla, you buy an ayla. The money of the shlum, you buy a shlumim. He has one day and one night and there's no lechem. Now there's no brisa. The Gemara says that's logical because it's similar to Lachamisa. It's the exact same case. the guy has designated money that he can't, that can't be used, which is the same as if he died, he brought another one. So the Gemara uses it as a svara. There's no brisa. Shalacha kapara svaru. Why? Shalacha misa matam. Why by acha misa do we do that with the money? The lechaijel kapara, because it's not usable. Lacha kapara nami halechaijel kapara. After kapara is also not chal kapara. That's your fourth case. So we have four cases. Her money in our Mishnah. She separated the animals. Her husband vetoed it. Vetoed the Naziris. She brings the shlomim without lechem one day, one night. His money that he separated for his son's Naziris, and then his son canceled the Naziris, right? The rush added after the father died. Money was designated. You bring the shlomim one day, one night, no lechem. Third case was the guy who was a Nazir separated the money and then passed on. Can't use the money, so the money for shlomim is used for shlomim, and one day, one night, no lechem. And the fourth case is the guy separated money, and then he hit a kapara, he was a mischaper, and then he has the money left because he used other money. That money, he brings the shlomim, and no lechem. Four cases.
Korbanos in the last guy, that guy kapara, has to be after 30
days. Yeah, 100%. Oh, he got separated before.
Yeah.
He can't bring the korbanos till after he's at the end of his naziris, whatever that may be. Now, Frank the Gemara Vesu Lecha. Now, this is what I meant before. I don't see the rush here anymore on this. Yeah, the Gemara, right, the rush in the next rush is going to explain it. We don't know who's talking here. Remember, Shmuel asked Avuya Bar Ur not to sit down until what? Until he tells him what? And then it says, and these are the four. So we don't know who answered the question. Was there a question that was answered, or is Shmuel continuously talking? And leaving it off with Agarakasha, there's more than four. So Shmuel said, I was told there's four, and he tells us the four, and then he asks, but there's more. That's one way of learning the Gemara. The other way of learning the Gemara is that Shmuel said, tell me the four. Abu Ba'i answered him the four, and then Shmuel said, but there's more. So the question is there a give and take here, or is this Shmuel talking constantly? The troops shot him in the rush, because the Gemara never says Abu Ba'i said anything. Never says he answered him. Amaloi. There's no words here. So Shmuel said, don't sit down till. Till what? What was the question that he's leaving him with? Was it, what are the four? And Abu Ba'i told them the four. That's how I read the Gemara before I read the Rush. He said, what are the four? And then Abu Ba'i told them, even though the Gemara doesn't tell him, he told them. And then we had a question, but there's more. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that Shmuel is kind of doing all this talking. So there's four, and these are the four, but there's more. So the question he asked them was the last question, not what are the four. Again, two ways of learning. Not my shatim, the Rosh offers both shatim. It's a technicality in who said what, but it doesn't change the pshat in the Gemara. Frank the Gemara Vesuleka. I have a fifth case where you bring the shomim, and there's no lechem, but you only eat it for one day and one night. And that is, Bach changes it, Vo'ika. There's more cases. The Tani Levi, the Bach adds the words, the Tani Levi. Ushar kol shalmi nazir, sheshachtem shalaykim mitzvasam. Other shalmi nazir, that you shechted it in... Oh, by the way, I said the Rosh... Yeah, it is there. Shar kol nazir, right, shar kol shalmi nazir, sheshachtem shalaykim mitzvasam. That you shechted it the wrong way. Now here, what does that mean, you shechted it the wrong way? Two shatim. Either you shechted it slightly shma. Let me explain. Let me give an introduction to this. A person brings a carbon. It has to be shechted for the carbon that he brought it. An ayla should be shechted for an ayla. A shlomim should be shechted for a shlomim. A chatas should be shechted for a chatas. Every carbon should be shechted for what it is. What if a guy went and brought the carbon, and the person who shechted it had in mind a different carbon? It was a shlomim. The guy had in mind, I'm shechting an ayla. So by all korbanos, it's kosher. But the man would not fulfill his obligation. If he promised an ayla, he didn't bring an ayla. He brought an ayla. He brought it as an ayla. But since the guy who checked it had in mind shlomim, He didn't fulfill his obligation, he has to bring another one. But the carbon is kosher. We proceed on, and we treat it like an ayla. That's the halacha. Except for chatas and pesach. If a guy did chatas and pesach, shlo lishma, it's pasul. We stop right then and there. We don't continue. That's the halacha. So now, a guy brought shami nazir, and whoever did the avoda had in mind for ayla. So he didn't fulfill his obligation for shami nazir. But it's a kosher islamim. It is a kosher islamim. He messed it up. The halacha is to do it shlo lishma. The person didn't fulfill his obligation. So here's this Nazir, he spent $500 on the Shlomim, he brings the Shlomim, and the Kayim went and checked it and had in mind that this is an Ayla. The guy has to bring another Shlomim. But the Korban is a kosher Shlomim. So what happens to this Shlomim? Or, the halacha is that this Shlomim has to be a two-year-old animal, which means a second year, can't be within its first year. An Ayil means after 13 months. Till 13 months, it's not an Ayil. And he brought a one-year-old. He went and brought the wrong age. To kosher islamim, he brought it for Naziris, but it didn't count. It didn't count. The requirement of Naziris is to be a 13-month-old animal, not a 7-month-old animal. But you can't say the carbon is possible. It's a kosher islamim. What happens to that islamim? Dr. Breiser, Ushar called Mishami Nazir, he shechted it not the way it was supposed to be done. It's kosher, but the owner doesn't get a star next to his name. He has to bring another one. Now what happens to that shlomim? It's eaten for one day. They don't eat bread. And that's a new thing, which I'll explain in a minute. Period. So here's a fifth case. Here you have a case of shlomim, no lechem. So why do we say that it's four? There's five. That's the kasha. We just listed four, but there's a fifth. And for the Gemara, k'mitzvasim k'chashiv, shlomim k'mitzvasim k'chashiv. Four is when nobody did anything wrong. In the four cases we brought, nobody violated anything. The case of a lady, her husband canceled the naziris. He was totally within his rights. The case of the son had a right to cancel his naziris, totally within his rights. The case of the guy that died, he didn't ask to die. And the guy who brought the kapara, he did do something wrong, he shouldn't have brought it. But he didn't do an aveira, not an aveira. Here it was an aveira done, it was shechted slightly smaller with the wrong age. Therefore we didn't list it, we listed it. But it's the wrong thing. It's the wrong thing. The other cases, there was no wrong thing. That's the answer. Why there's four, not five. There's really five. But one is not counted because it's like a mitzvah. Let's do the Rash. Dr. Rash. Shalach ha-kapara na mitzvara habi. Umayri del hava ha-chamisa. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he means. Umayri del hava ha-chamisa. I don't know what the words mean. It's not after Misa, it's after Kapara. I think what he means to say, it's like Achamisa, but the words don't make sense to me. Mayri Dahavi L'Achamisa, I don't know what the words mean. It's not talking about he died, he didn't die. It's like he died. That's what I think he's trying to say. Now the Rush brings the two pshatim that I mentioned about who says what. Ikhil Afarish, you could learn. Hak Nishmul Shal L'Avos Ba'iv. Us called the Avos Ba'yir, we had Avur Ba'yir. Hai ninu dalet elim sheinim tunim lechem. What are the four? V'heshev lo, and Avihu answered him, Elohim. V'tamudah kaboyim v'sulecha. The Gemara asked, but there's a fifth. So going to this version, Shmuel asked Avihu Ba'yir, tell me the four. Avur Ba'yir told him the four. Then the Gemara said, but there's a fifth. Inam Shmuel amaloy v'Avihu Ba'yir. Shmuel told this whole thing to him. Elohim dalet elim. U'manayisam v'sulecha v'divrei Shmuel. It's all Shmuel talking. Two ways to understand this Gemara, because the Rosh is bothered by the fact there's no give and take. We don't hear an answer from Avur Ba'yi. He asked him a question. He told him, don't sit down, tell, and the Gemara doesn't tell you the rest of the story. Just so either the Gemara has left out the fact that Avur Ba'yi answered him, or Shmuel is doing all this talking, and the question he left him with, what does happen to the fifth? And that's when he told him not to sit down till you tell me why there's no five. The next verse. The Shachtan Shalaikim Mitzvasa. The Menachas Pirish Rashi Shalai Lishman. And Menachas Rashi explained Shalaikim Mitzvasan means he did it Shalai Lishma. That's for a different carpet. That was the first shot I spoke out. The Oin Pirish Pirish Achar Shavim Bnei Shana. He brought them when they were within the first year. See, I want to explain something. When we talk about the age of Kabbalahs, 1 year doesn't mean what we consider 1 year. When a baby is 1 year old, we say it passed the year, and now it's in its second year. B'nei Shana, Kvasim B'nei Shana Tmimim, means within the first year. Once the animal turns one, it starts its second year in halacha. So when a keves has to be ben shana, it means from it's 8 days old till its first birthday. That's what ben shana means. Not like we count 1 year old. When a person's 25, he's really within his 26th year. When my mother wanted to tell me I should act more maturely, she used to do that to me. She'd say, you're already in your 12th year. I was 11. But it's much worse if you're 12 and you do something wrong, right? So she used to say, you're already in your 12th year. What? Not probably not all the time, but that's what she said. So Terry says, the person is one, he's really in his second year. An animal that's one in the Torah means within the first year. So when it says in the Torah to bring an ayil, it means after 13 months. This is a big sugya, and we'll get to Merch Shem soon. And that's there's 1 month that it's not a keves and it's not an ayil. It's called the palgus. It's in between. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, what halakas does this animal have? It's not a keves and it's not an ayil. An ayil is after 13 months. The keves is before 12 months. There's a month that's undefined. So that's a sugya chulin that the Gemara talks about. But that's not for here. But the Torah wanted a guy to bring an ayil for a nazir. And he brought a keves. I'm just finishing the rush. On the rush, the darkly is the nation of Sion. The way it's supposed to be is the second year. The civil ayil. It says ayil. Yes. Let me just finish the rush. Ksherim. The kiva kedin shalmi nedava. It's no different than any other shlomim. The cholas welcome shenish b'chol the shloy lishman. All kabbanas that are shacked with the wrong name. Ksherim is rolled by them same chayva. Chaynamim avia b'nei shana. The same thing would be the wrong year. Ve'enim tunim lechem. Pirish Rashi. Now here, right, he's going to make a machlekes v'shayim, so I'll leave this for a second. That's doctor. Yes, what's your question?
What's the question? I was going to say we should be using this method of counting. Because we do it on a daily basis, this is the 21st century. This is how we count centuries. This is a lot of time.
I didn't disagree with you. I just pointed out that in kids, or in your age, you're a doctor, you can live to 140, but at this point, you're already within the next year. Nobody says that. Nobody called you by that year. I mean, you don't call yourself by that year. How old are you? You say the age that you passed, not the age that you are.
It depends. I do both.
Okay. So it's like my mother. She also did both. You know what I mean?
Insurance people do.
What?
Insurance people do.
Of course, because they can charge more. Of course. Always that way. You want to make money, you do it the best way it works for you. But you can't vote till you're 18, till you finish 18. In the 18th year, they don't buy that.
If you look at it synthetically, it's very interesting. Do you view something as an accomplishment or the era with which you are in?
Yeah, I understand. By the way, just as an aside, as the idea Ba'oma, according to Schwab, in one of his essays, there's a machlokes chazal, how old the world is. We say we're 5785. Dr. Schwab, there's really a machlokes. Because Adam Risha, the world was created Chafei El, 25th day of El. Then 6 days later, on day Yom HaShishi, Adam was created in Rosh Hashanah. Right? I'm just assuming Tishrei Nivraylam, you can do the same thing with other Adonis. Now, what was year one? There's three ways to look at it. Was Chafei El to Rosh Hashanah year zero? And Rosh Hashanah started year one. Was Chafei El to Rosh Hashanah year one, and Rosh Hashanah started year two? Or was Rosh Hashanah year zero? When Adam Arishon was created, from that Rosh Hashanah until the next Rosh Hashanah, was he in year zero? Was he in year one? Or was he in year two? So, the Schwab says, Chazal Bavli holds that he was in year zero. And therefore, Bavli holds that Adam Rishon, the world didn't turn one to 1 year after Adam Rishon was created. Seder Olam, which is Bryce's, written by Rabbi Yossi, holds that year, the world was in year two. We count, Dr. Schwab, to Seder Olam. So what we call 5785, Bavli would call 5783. As I state, or Schwab state, he brings proofs that we count to Seder Olam, and Bavli counts to the other way. He resolves with that, I hate to waste this time, but to me I always love this, he resolves with that a big historical question. Chazal say that the Korban happened in year 3828, which corresponds to year 68 of the Gaisha calendar. The Goyim say, historically, that the Korban happened in year 70. So there's a big argument, I mean, there shouldn't be an argument, that the Jewish historians say, who cares what they say? We know from Chazal that it happened in year 68. I don't care what the Goyim say. So Schwab says that the Chazal are counting year 68. In our count, it was year 70. In our count, it wasn't 3828, it was 3830, because we are 2 years ahead of the Bavli. So there's no argument. Well, they say happened, but Chazal say 3828, in our count, it's 3830, which is year 70, which is exactly what the guys say. So there's no argument. That's his piece in his essay, it's a beautiful piece, but that's what he writes. So, again, here's the machlokes, how you count things, before they happen or while it happens. Again, I'm just saying that there's a whole
explanation
piece.
Explanation was fun. I'm talking about the Rosh Hashanah
brothers. I read the essay. It's a long essay. He covers a whole bunch of other historical issues. I happen to like these kind of things, so I enjoyed it very much. Yes, Mike, you had a question.
So the Shochet had wrong Maslobo. So he has an Ola. There's a count. Let's say the Baal also wanted to give an Ola also.
It becomes what it is. You can't change the card.
It's not a shlomim.
It is a shlomim.
That's what I didn't understand. How does a shlomim change the
Because it's an essence of a shlomim.
That's what?
Its essence is a shlomim.
But it's not, it still has a chof.
So it'll bring a second shlomim.
Okay.
Becomes an adabah. We treat it like a shlomim. It's eaten for 2 days and one night. I mean, not in this case. It's only for 1 day and one night. We treat it like a regular shlomim. The owner gets to eat it. He just didn't fulfill his obligation. That's all. I mean, not that's all. It costs the money. But that's life. Back to the rush. Now, what does it mean, Einan Tunum Bachem? And what does that mean? So we've translated it that he doesn't bring bread. The Rush says, Pirish Rashi, Rashi Menacha says, Hoyo Ve'einam Bo'am B'Toyris Nazir, the Be'inan Al Kapeh Nazir. You don't bring the bread because the Torah said you have to put the bread on the hands of the Nazir. He's not a Nazir. How can he bring the bread? That's how I translated it. Beri Pirish, She'ein Tunim Lechem L'Tnufa, Abo Lechem Tzorek L'Havi. The Rish says he brings the bread. We just don't wave the bread. There's halacha that you wave the bread. That we don't do. So there's a machlokes rishonim, what does it mean, einan tunin lechem, throughout this whole Gemara. Rashi explains, and that's the way I explained it till now, no bread is brought. The Rish says, you bring the bread, but the waving that's done is not done, which is done with the hands of the nazir, that part's not fulfilled. So it's a machlokes rishonim. The lights raya. Now we're all of a sudden here, we introduce something new. The right front foot is called the zraya. Now let me explain. There's a halacha by Nazir that the Kayan gets an extra matana. Usually by Shlomim, the Kayan gets the chaza, the shaykh, the breastbone, and the right hind leg. Right, that's what shaykh is. By Shlomim, he gets the right front leg also, and it has to be cooked, not roasted. It has to be zroya b'sheila. So here, there's no halacha of zroya, Dr. Rush. Pirishri, that zroya, nitnu l'kahanim, you have to give the zroya to the kayan. Again, the reason being consistent. Ain't zroya doesn't mean the kayan doesn't get it. The bialim is not allowed to eat it. Ain't ta'an tnufa. You just don't wave it. The truth is, this should have been said in our mission as well. There's no zroya. So in all four cases, it's really no zroya. What does no zroya mean? So again, Rabbi says it doesn't mean there's no zraya. You give the zraya to the kayan. You don't waive it because he's not an answer. Fine. So at the end of the day, we have four cases that there's no lechem that's done correctly. We have a fifth case that there's no lechem when it was done incorrectly. Ha'ilai ma'as tumim yiblum endava. The Mishnah said, if the guy has ma'as tumim, which means undesignated money, it goes to the endava. How can you do that? In this money is money for chatas. How can you throw it as an ayla? Here you have the guy designated it. He said, here's money for the Naziris. He died. We take all that money and we give it to Hegdish, which is going to use it to buy aylas for the Mizbeach. There's money of a chatas here. The guy said he's going to buy his Naziris here. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ibn Azir. There's no reason. It's just the way it is. No source. It is a source, but it's not a source of a pasuk. It's just the way it is. The Rebbeinu Shlom said in Sinai, this is the way it is. That's all. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. That's called Halakha L'maisha M'Sinai. Rish Lakish Amar, it's a drasha. It says in the pasuk, "Ish ish mebeitin." If I don't know if you people have pasuk on the side, I will read it. Ish ish mebeitin. So I'm not going to be such a yakul kribanoi. L'chol nidreim u'l'chol nidvaisam. Ashiakivu l'Hashem lo'ila. If you look at the side, those with Rabbeinu Artskol have the pasuk on the side, right now. What is the whole nidreyam or the whole nidvaisam? Why couldn't it just say, Ashiyakim kabana nidreyam and nidvaisam? What's the whole? Dr. Shlakish, the whole nidreyam, the whole nidvaisam, Hatayra Amra, Meister Neder, that if the guy died and he had extra money that was set aside for one of his obligations, unspecified, Yehel Nadava. Bring it to Hegdish and it becomes a Nadava. The chol nidreyim become the chol nidvaisam. A person's nether, which is Naziris, is called a nether. It's because he made this nether that he became obligated. If he dies and we can't use it, you know what happens? The chol nidvaisam. Give it to a nedava. There is a custom. So the difference is only whether you have a pasuk or you don't have a pasuk. Is it halacha l'maisha m'Sinai or is it a drasha? That's the shaila. Dr. Rush, Baloi Dmei, Dmei Chatas Murabim Behem, Ve'ech Yiblu Vendava. But what's in the Machi Lemifrach, Baloi Dmei Shlomim Murabim Behem? You could have asked, there's Shlomim here. Ve'ech Yiblu Dmei Shlomim Eilus. How could you bring Eilus in Dmei Shlomim? But the Gemara asks Chatas, it's always a stronger question, always asks Chatas. And the Gemara's answer is, either it's Halacha L'maisha M'Sinai, or it's a Drasha. Now, let me explain what the Gemara is bothered with now. If the Halacha L'maisha M'Sinai comes very fine, Halacha L'maisha M'Sinai is very clear. Undesignated money gets used for Nedava. If it's a Drasha, it's what the Pasuk says. No usable Neder becomes Nedava. How do we know that's only if the guy died and the money was undesignated? What if the money was designated? Why isn't that included in the Gzeres HaKasif? Unusable netter becomes a dava. The Mishnah told us it's not true. If he designated it, Chatas goes Yam HaMelech, Ayla becomes Ayla, Shlomim becomes Shlomim. Why? The same pasuk, L'chol Nidreyam, L'chol Nidvaisam, says unusable netter becomes the dava. Why is it only if the money is undesignated? Halacha L'maisha M'Sinai, we can't ask any questions. This is how the halacha came down. It came very clear, very contained, no room for any wiggle room. This is it. Drushas, read the drasha. What is the drasha? Any unusable netter becomes an adava. It doesn't say if the money is undesignated. It says any unusable netter. That same unusable netter can be money that is designated. How do we know to limit it to undesignated money? And the Mishnah clearly does. The Mishnah says undesignated netter is an adava, and designated money remains what it is. Chatzis yam ha-melech, oy lezay, l'shlomim mishlomim. Why? The same Gzeres HaKosov should kick in. Frakti Gemara, Mishlam al Reb Yechanan, Dam Halachi Ibn Nazir, Amtul Haki, Stumim and Mepharashim Lai. That's why it's only Stumim, not Mepharashim. El Resh Lakish, that learns it out, L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nidvaisam, Ma'i Yi Stumim, Avilim Mepharashim Nam, Avilim Mepharashim. What's the difference? It's Gzeres HaKosov. L'chol Nidreim become L'chol Nidvaisam. Zog de Gemara, Amarava, Mepharashim Lai Matzis Amrit. You can't say Mepharashim, because Kvapatska Tana de Beir Mishmol. I'm not even going to get into the answer. Rabbi Shmuel brought a pasuk that told us Mepharashim is different. So because we have two psukim, so one is on Stumim and one is on Mepharashim. The question's a great question, except we have another pasuk. And the other pasuk precludes us using this pasuk for Mepharashim. Dr. Rush, I'm to Lohaka Stumim and Mepharashim Lai, Shekein Kiblu, Halacha Memaisha Mesinai. That was the Halacha Memaisha Mesinai. Can't argue in Halacha Memaisha Mesinai. But the Pasuk, why don't we expand the meaning of the Pasuk? The answer is, there's another Pasuk. And now, in tomorrow's Gemara, we're going to go through a whole Brisa to get to that other Pasuk. But the answer is already said. You can't expand it to Mepharashim because there is a Pasuk. Now we have to fill in the blank. What is that pasuk? Senior Mitzvah.